USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A major wintry storm with freezing rain, snow, and ice creating huge travel problems across the southeastern United States and also for the entire air travel system, as there are repercussions that are being felt nationwide. In North Carolina, one of the four people killed by the storm died when a tree fell on his truck, causing the driver to lose control and drive right into a church. This man saw it happen.
Just heard a big crash, and that tree fell on top of the truck while they were headed this way. Then you heard several more crashes, and you can't mistake that.
There were at least 500 traffic accidents in an 11-hour period in North Carolina. President Trump reportedly considering Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin and North Carolina Congressman Mark Meadows to possibly replace current White House Chief of Staff John Kelly. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
New details emerge about what happened to a U.S. resident and Washington Post journalist who died in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul in October.
The last words uttered by journalist Jamal Khashoggi after he was set upon by a Saudi hit squad in that country's consulate in Istanbul were, "I can't breathe." That's according to a transcript of an audio recording of Khashoggi's torture. According to the transcript, there were screams and the sound of a saw. Then a voice came on, which has been identified as Dr. Salih Mohammed Al-Tubehi, who is the head of forensic medicine at Saudi Arabia's Interior Ministry. He says, "If you don't like all the noise, just put your headphones on and listen to music like me."
That's USA Radio's Wendy King. Former FBI Director James Comey telling an audience in New York City last night he wants Democrats to nominate any candidate who can beat President Trump in a landslide in 2020. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
President Trump's proposal to ban transgender people from being able to serve in the U.S. military is back in court today. The D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals is scheduled to hear oral arguments in a lawsuit challenging that ban, a lower court having issued an injunction against it earlier this year. Two nuns accused of misappropriating large amounts of money from a Catholic school in Southern California. The nuns are accused of taking as much as $500,000 from that school in Redondo Beach. Despite rumors OPEC may be cutting production soon, gasoline prices are still falling across the U.S. Crude oil prices having fallen $23 a barrel since the 1st of October. Here's more from USA Radio's John Clemens.
The national average for the price of gasoline is now at $2.41 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the price of gasoline is down 30 cents a gallon from a month ago.
The national average is now down about 5 cents a gallon versus where gas prices were 1 year ago when they stood at $2.46. In addition, the national average has plunged 30 cents a gallon from $2.71 a gallon a month ago.
And Ralph Breaks the Internet is the box office winner for the third straight week, as Dr. Seuss's The Grinch was second, followed by the Rocky sequel, Creed II. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.